Good morning and a hearty welcome to everyone. God has given us another day, and we are grateful. We give thanks. Just to give you a quick story, I went walking this morning in my neighborhood, and then passing one of the houses, I noticed a sign which read, "Life is a beautiful ride." Right there and then, I reflected. Who gives us life? God. God gives us life. If God gives us life, it has to be beautiful. That's how He meant it to be. How beautiful our lives are definitely depends on us. There are many things that we could do to contribute to this beauty that we are referring to. And one of those being that four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love. The Bible tells us, love thy neighbor as thyself. Can you imagine each of us loving our neighbor as ourselves? Can you imagine how beautiful life would be? I could go on to say many, many more things, but let me quickly say that I'm not the preacher for the day, and so I relent. Amen? We'll now move on to our praise and worship, which is my favorite segment of the service, and it's one which generally sets the tone of the service. And so we want to welcome our dearly beloved Sister Lourdine Mills.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless your holy name. God, we thank you for today. We thank you that your grace and your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for the opportunity to commune with you. We thank you for the opportunity to fellowship with you. We thank you for the opportunity to fellowship together, mighty God. We thank you that even though everything in our world has changed, God, but that you still stay the same. And you will never change, God. So thank you for being consistent. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being who you said you would be to us, which is our God, our Savior, our Lord, our Protector, our Healer. So we want to thank you for all these things this morning, God. And we pray that you just open our hearts that we might want to worship you. Open our hearts, mighty God, and let your presence just flow in it, mighty God, and that we would just be filled with more and more of you. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Just going to sing to the glory and the honor of God's name this morning. Hallelujah. We love to call your name. There's something we cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name, your great name. We love to call your name. There's something we cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name, your great name. We love to call your name. There's something you cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name, your great name. We love to call your name. There's something we cannot explain that happens when we proclaim your great name, your great name. King Jesus, no other name. King Jesus, none stronger. We can call on you. Things change just when we call on your name. King Jesus, no other name. King Jesus, none stronger. We can call on you. Things change forget when we call on your name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. I know there is power. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. There's so much power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. Satan, when we call you Jesus, Satan, when we call your name. Satan, when we call you Jesus. Satan, when we call your name. Satan, when we call you Jesus. Satan, when we call your name. Satan, when we call you Jesus. Satan, when we call your name. Cause I'm free when I call you Jesus. I'm free when I call your name. We're set free when we call you Jesus. Set free when we call your name. When I call your name. See, when I call your name. When we call your name, call on the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Call it, say it out loud, declare it all over the room. When I call your name, when I call your name, when I call your name, demons tremble at the name. I'm alive, I'm alive. When I call your name, I'm set free, I'm set free. When I call your name, I am healed, I am healed. When I call your name, when I call your name, when I call your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, God, and we want to call on your name this morning. Jesus, we want to call on the name of Jesus this morning because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's resurrecting power in the name of Jesus, and we want to call on the name of Jesus this morning. We want more and more of you. When I call your name, when I call your name, demons tremble at the name. Demons tremble at the name. I'm set free, I'm set free. I'm alive, I'm alive. When I call your name, when I call your name. Hallelujah, we thank you, God, and we want to call on the mighty, mighty name of Jesus because there is power in the name of Jesus. We're set free. We're alive. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. There is only one name. There is only one name. The power to save. With the power to save. There is only one name. There is only one name with the power to save, with the power to save. Our God, He's champion, He reigns forevermore, forevermore. Sing our God, He's champion, He reigns forevermore, yeah. Forevermore. Every knee will bow down, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, You are Lord. Our God, He's champion, He reigns forevermore, forevermore. Sing our God, yes. He's champion, He reigns forevermore, forevermore. Just call on the name of Jesus right now. Tell Him He reigns forevermore. He's champion. You reign, God. You reign, God. You reign, Father. You reign, God. Reign in our hearts. Reign in our lives, Jesus. At last, His ship now, chains be broken, break now, Holy Spirit. Come down, heaven open, heaven open, at the sail ship now, chains be broken, break now, Holy Spirit, come down, heaven open, heaven. Now, yeah, chains be broken, break now, Holy Spirit, come down, heaven open, heaven open, atmosphere, now, chains be broken. Break now, Holy Spirit, come down, heaven open, heaven open. Our God, He's champion, He reigns forevermore. Forevermore. Sing our God, He's champion, He reigns forevermore, forevermore. Hallelujah, God, you reign forevermore, and we thank you. We thank you. I now hand over the rest of the service back to Brother Wendy.
Thank you, Sister Lordine Mills. Thank you for those two beautiful songs. The first one says, call on the name of Jesus. And as Christians, if we make that our practice, I just want to say we'll never fail. And the second one says, there's only one name with the power to save. And that name is Jesus. So if we recognize us as Christians, it means whatever it is in life, that's where we go, to Jesus. In good times, that's where we go. And in the times of adversities, that's where we go. Thanks again, Sister Mills. And now we'll have the opening prayer by our deacon, Andel Brady.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, saints in Christ. Good morning, church. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be in the house of God. Amidst all that's going on, that we can find a time to worship and to give God praise. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, I come to you today in the only name, the name of your Son Jesus, and I say, Abba Father. Yes, I say Abba Father because that's who you are. And I thank you, Lord, this morning for the blessings that you have bestowed, not only upon me, but upon us. Upon us individuals and the church collectively, I thank you. Father God, oftentimes we don't remember the small blessings that we recognize or acknowledge, the small blessings that you have given unto us. But I pray, O God, that not because of our lack, this will be our downfall. But, O Father God, we remember that everything that happens to us is because of you. And we give you the glory. We thank you this morning for the blessings of shelter, provision, jobs, and all the other resources that you provided unto us. God, it's not because we are good, but it's because your mercies endure it forever. And we thank you. Father, as we come today, gather in your presence to worship, we welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit amongst us this morning. Father God, we put the country, the world before you now. We put the leaders of our country now, God. We ask that you give unto them wisdom and understanding, lest we perish. Because, see, God, without you, all things will fail. We put our congregation before you now, Heavenly Father, and ask that whatever needs are this morning, O God, you will supply. For those who are amongst us this morning who are sick and desire healing, O God, we pray for healing. For those who are without jobs and seek employment, God, we pray that you open up opportunities for them. For those who are stuck right now, Father, between two opinions, we pray, Heavenly God, that you show them a way and that you'll walk with them. We put, O God, now our youths before you, which is our future. O Heavenly Father, knowing that in times like these, they need an anchor. Spirit of the living God, guide them in the path of righteousness, that their anchor will hold in time of storms, O God, and they'll cling to you, which is your Christ, Christ Jesus. We put our leader, Father, and Heavenly Father, leader of this congregation, our Pastor Alvin Newton. And we pray, O God, that you will continue to bless him. Yes, Lord, continue to bless and guide him as he tries to lead your people in the path of righteousness. For those today, Father God, who are taking part and have already taken part in this service, we pray, O God, for your covering. We pray, O God, for your guidance. We look towards today for your messenger who is about and will provide us with the message, the word that you have placed on his heart, Spirit of the living God. We pray that he may deliver this message in the way you want him to today, and souls will be saved. Father in heaven, this morning I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise. And I say thanks in advance. Thanks for all that I've asked of you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that our wishes that are made known to you, to the Lord, he will grant unto us. To you this morning be all glory. To you this morning be all honor. And to you this morning be all praise, as I say in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Deacon Brady. And now we move on to the opening hymn. It's hymn number 478 in our hymn books. We will move on. It says, stand up for Jesus. If we are standing up for Jesus, we are doing everything that's right. It means we have put him ahead of us and we are following him. It means we cannot be wrong. Okay, let's begin.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his martial banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For still the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. He that our men now salvins against unnumbered foes. Your courage rise with danger and strength to strength uphold. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. Say all flesh will fail you, he dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, its feet put on with prayer. Your duty, cause, or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the bitter song. To him that overcometh, the crown of life shall be. He with the king of glory shall reign eternally.
Now we will move on to the official welcome and announcement, and this will be done by our sister Tanika Newville.
Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday service hosted by the Men's Ministry. I hope everyone is enjoying and having a blessed Sunday thus far. Although our pastor Alvin Newton is out on medical leave, we send greetings and continue prayers for his speedy recovery. Greetings to our Reverend Bartowell and to all the leaders. If there are any first-time visitors, we welcome you and pray that you will be blessed by this service. Greetings to all the members of HCC's congregation. Thank you for your continued support and dedication to our weekly services. Please pray for those who are sick, shut in, and those who may be mourning a loss. Thanks to Sister Angela Brown, who collected hundreds of sandwiches and other produce and rallied a group of sisters from HCC to hand out to persons in the community. Mark your calendars. HCC is hosting a holiday dinner on December 12th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is a fundraiser for our upcoming Praise Fest. All dinner orders are being taken now. Please check the church's website for more information as to how you may order. Remember that you can click on the calendar posted on the church's website at holinesschristianchurch.org for more information regarding dates and times for prayer meetings and all upcoming activities. Please forward your general announcements to 975announcements@gmail.com. And before I finish, I just want to say I give thanks for the men of HCC, younger and older. We're in a time when the narrative in the media portrays our black men specifically in a negative light, but we know the truth. We know that we are surrounded by God-fearing, dedicated family men. So I am here to say that we love you, not because it's Father's Day or holiday, but because it's today, and we are blessed by your presence. Thank God for our men, and we pray for God's covering over your lives. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Sister Newville, Kanika. We, the men, welcome those comments, those remarks. Thank you very much. And now we are onto that portion of the service, which is the blessing of our offering. And this will be done by our brother, David Miller.
Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection, God. We thank you that you have always been there for your people. As we come to bless the tithes and the offering, God, we pray, O God, that you bless it, that you cause it to increase, you cause it to be used for your glory, for your honor. Bless those who have to give, God, and those who didn't have it to give, God, and those that are having difficulty in paying their tithes and offering, God. We pray, O God, that you remind them that you said that we should bring in all our tithes and offering and prove you, see if you will not open the windows of heaven. O God, we pray now, God, that even so, God, that you continue to bless your people, provide for them, God. God, pray now, Father, that you'll just always let their store basket never run dry. We give you thanks, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name.
Thanks, Brother David. Thanks very much for that. I just noticed that I overlooked one portion of this service, which is a scripture lesson, and so I'll go back to it. Now I call upon Brother Uriel Newville with the scripture lesson, and it is taken from Psalms 111, that's Psalm 111.
Yes, good morning, church. This morning we'll be reading from Psalms 111, 1 through 10. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Here end the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you, Brother Newville, Uriel. I'm now about to come to the end of my portion of the service. I'll call upon Deacon Brady to do the introduction of the speaker, after which the message will come to you, and then the closing and benediction by Reverend Bardwell. So, Deacon Brady, thanks much.
Thank you, Brother Lindsay. May God continue to bless you as you continue to do his work. Good morning again, Saints in Christ. Good morning, congregants. Good morning, supporters, or listening near and far. It's a pleasure for me this morning to introduce to you the speaker. There's two words that come to mind when I think of the speaker this morning. One is faithful, and the other is committed. Ever since I know this brother at church, He's been faithful to whatever he's asked, and he's always been committed to whatever task he's given. God is using him in many ways. You can notice and see that on Wednesday night, every Wednesday night, he's ready to lead in a prayer meeting. And you know the only way we connect to God is through prayer. So this morning, it's a pleasure for me to ask the congregation to help me to welcome our messenger this morning, no other than Deacon Leon Brown. God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise God. Saints in Christ, I'm going to ask each and every person to touch yourself this morning. Touch yourselves and say, I am blessed. Each and every person, touch yourself. Tell yourself this morning that you are blessed. Praise God. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drive it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden to bear, not a sorrow we share, but at all He does richly retain. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, on for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says He will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Give the Lord some praises, brothers and sisters. I'm going to invite us this morning to turn your Bibles with me to the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5, and I'll be reading from verses 1 through 11. St. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And it reads thus. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet and said, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. O God, my Father, here am I, just a bit of clay into your hands. I pray that you will break me, you will melt me, you will mold me, and make me in the way that pleases you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. I pray in Jesus' name. My brothers and sisters, if I should choose a subject this morning from this portion, it would be obedience brings blessing. Obedience brings blessing. And the word of God says that Jesus was by the lake and a large crowd pressed around him to hear the word. The word of God says that he saw two boats standing by the lake or by the shore, but the fishermen gone from them and were washing their nets. Jesus saw the need of one of the vessels. He see where he could use it as a platform. Or, since they were by the lake, we should say a floating platform, that would enable him to address the crowd better. So he climbed into one. That one belongs to Simon Peter. So he said to Peter, push the boat out a little from shore, so I'll be able to use it. No doubt, brothers and sisters, that Peter hesitated, but he complied. But further down, we will see where Peter's compliance paved the way for tremendous blessings. And so from this example, we learn how important it is to obey God, even the smallest matters. The noisy crowd receive a blessing because of Peter's obedience, because they could now see and hear clearly from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God says that after he finished preaching and teaching, he said to Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Now, this is a second opportunity for Peter to say yes or no. No doubt, brothers and sisters, he must have tempted to say no. Why did I say this? Peter might be thinking that I am a professional fisherman. I have been out there all night fishing and came up empty. I catch nothing. I returned to shore empty. And now this preacher, this teacher, the son of a carpenter, who knows nothing about fishing, is telling me to go back. Most of you know here that I am an exterminator. And I've been down in that basement trying to catch that rat all morning. And I came up empty. And when I come up, the pastor said to me, he said, Deacon, get your traps and the thing and go back. I would say, no. You know nothing at all about exterminating. He's a preacher, he's a teacher. Are you sending me to go back to catch that rat? No. I have done all that I can and all that I know to do, and I didn't catch him. So maybe I wouldn't be obedient. I would just say, no, I'm not going back. So my brothers and sisters, notice here what happened as a result of Peter's obedience. On a day when he and his partners must have counted as a total loss, they pulled in not one, but two overflowing boatload of fishes. You'll see that in verse 7. Saying yes to God's request resulted in a miracle that changed the fisherman's life. Praise God. We could look at three reasons why obedience is very important to the successful Christian life. Number one, obeying God in small requests can be a large step to great blessing. Why did I say this? Suppose Peter had said, look, I am busy. Don't you see I'm cleaning my net? Or, I can't help you right now. I am tired. I have to go fishing again tonight. Or why didn't you ask someone else? People of God, if Peter had said anything else than yes, he would have missed out on the greatest fishing experience of his life. And I'm going to say this again. If Peter had said anything else than yes, he would have missed out on the greatest fishing experience of his life. Praise God. Now, number two, our obedience benefits others. Our obedience benefits others. Look how many people got blessed by Peter's obedience. You could read that in verse 3. The crowd could now see and hear the Lord much better. Jesus himself also benefited. Peter's boat enabled him to sit down in comfort while he preached. Also, Peter's friend had a very profitable day because they took in not one, but two boatloads of fish. And most importantly, they got a chance to witness something supernatural. Did you know, brothers and sisters, that when we obey God, he often rewards those closest to us? For example, if the father obey God, then the blessing will pour into the life of his family. Also, the children's obedience will bring blessing unto the parents. Now let's see reason number three. It says, when we obey God, we will not be disappointed. Praise God. When we obey God, we will not be disappointed. No doubt Peter was thinking that the fishing instruction that Jesus gave to him would amount to a waste of time. But when he complied to Jesus' request, Jesus performed a miracle that amazed him. Jesus turned empty boats into full ones. My God. My brothers and sisters, we might hesitate to obey when God speaks to us and tell us what to do because we fear the consequences. But I'm here to tell us that the same sovereign God who filled those boats, who fought the rain, who makes the sun to shine, who keep the moon and stars in the heavens, who keep the heart beating, who feed the birds, he is more than able to handle the result of our obedience. Praise God. I must tell you this also, that to obey will not necessarily give us the result or the outcome that we expect. But let me say this. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ knows what is best for us. So he will work it out. I want to say this also, that even when our expectations don't really in line with God's purpose, his way never end up disappointing us. The way God chooses to bless our obedience, brothers and sisters, always proves satisfying in the end. The test of a person lies in his or her action. Praise God. We cannot achieve anything by sitting down. Let me say this. One action is more valuable than a thousand intentions. One single action is more valuable than a thousand intentions. Luke 9, verse 23, make it clear to us. It says, anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself. God is saying to us today, we must be obedient. God is saying, for you to be my disciples, you have to give up the right to yourself to his. For you to become God's disciples, you have to give up the right to yourself to his. Jesus Christ will not force us to obey him, but let us obey. For if we do, he will fulfill our spiritual destiny. And when we obey God, the blessing will flow through us to the lives of others. But listen to this. This is very important. We cannot obey God unless we trust him. You could look at first 5 when you have a chance. We cannot obey God unless we trust him. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we need to direct our attention to this verse. Verse 5 at the end. We might say, I don't feel like doing it, but Lord, I trust you. So, if you said to do it, Lord, I will. I don't feel like doing God. I don't want to do it. But God, if you said to do it, I will. That is good. Let me say this to the men who are listening this morning. God bless you all. men of HCC, God wants us to launch out into the deep. So let us push our boat away from shore so that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be able to use it. If Peter had said no, there would not be abundance of blessing. So men, God wants to make us disciples, but we have to listen and we have to obey him. A simple request from our Lord and Savior serves as a roadway to wonderful blessing. Praise God. And let me say to the men again, verse 10, God has given us the boat. God has given us the fishing net. God has given us the bait. Let's go fishing. Men, let's go fishing. He said to Peter, know that I have prepared you from no one, you will be fisher of men. God wants to prepare us, so let us be obedient to his calling. Let us not turn a deaf ear to his calling. God wants to use us. Let us make ourselves available. Isaiah 1 and verse 19 is tell us that if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. My God, let us ask God today to help us to abide in him. And let us know that his abiding presence will give us fullness of joy, so we'll be able to obey him more and more. Maybe, my brothers and sisters, we want to obey him, but we are not sure what you want us to do. Let us ask God to show us how to please him with our obedience. God will teach us how to please him. Let us ask God to give us the confidence that we need to do what he said we must do. Psalms 37 verse 18 said, those who obey the Lord are daily in his care, and what he has given them will be theirs forever. Praise God. Praise God. Trust and obey, brothers and sisters, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I want to say this again. God wants to use us. Let us be obedient to his instruction. God is depending on us. Launch out into the deep for a catch, brothers and sisters. Listen this. It's very important to hear. Jesus never said to Peter, launch out and let down your net. What did he say? He said, launch out and let down your net into the deep. Praise God Almighty. Into the deep. We are not going to see the fishes just running next to shore or around the boat. so we can easily pick them up. They are in the deep. So my brothers and sisters, especially our men, let's move away from shore. Our Heavenly Father places a high value on obedience. He prefers it more than sacrifice. Let me say this again. Our Heavenly Father places a very high value on obedience. He prefers it more than sacrifice. So, if we know the goodness and greatness of God, and we seek to identify with Him, we will have a great passion to obey Him. Let us not view obedience as a burden, but as a wide road to blessing. I must say this, that when we choose the path of obedience, we also must be prepared. Noah obeyed God despite what other people think about him. True obedience to God means doing what God says, when He says it, and how He said it should be done. True obedience to God means doing what God says, when He says it, and how He says it should be done. And in closing, I'm going to read the words of this hymn. It says, throw the lifeline across the dark wave. There is a brother whom someone should save. Somebody's brother, oh, who then will dare to throw out that lifeline his peril to share. Throw the lifeline with hand quick and strong. Why do you tarry? Why linger so long? See he's sinking. Who listen today. And out with the lifeboat, away then away. Throw out the lifeline to dangerous freight men, sinking in anguish where you have never been. Winds of temptation and billows of woe will soon hurl out where the dark waters flow. Soon will the season of rescue be over. Soon they will drift to eternity shore. Haste then, my brother, no time to delay, but throw out the lifeline and save them today. My brothers and sisters, especially men, God wants to use us. Let us move away from shore. Let us go out into the deep. Let us cast our net, and we will see what God has in store for us. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Deacon, for the wonderful presentation that you make in bringing the word of the Lord. Let me also thank all of you for listening in, for sharing this service the way you have today. And I trust that you've all received a blessing from the Lord. I especially take note of a few things from what Deacon Brown has said to us today. It's a wonderful word. He has brought these words to us, and they're just so powerful and wonderful. To speak of the obedience of God, obedience of how we should be obedient to God. He mentioned that it is important that we should have this relationship with God through obedience. It's important to develop our relationship with God. And the only way we can do that is through obedience. If we are not obedient, then we can't have that good relationship with God, and we will not be able to grow. So today, loved ones, as we have listened, may we today learn to develop a better relationship with God so that we can live in obedience. For it's only when we live in obedience that we can have that kind of relationship. Sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes it needs faith. Sometimes we think that God might be asking us to do something that might seem impossible, like Peter. He fished all night and it looked so impossible. But the Lord said, let down your net. Cast your net on the other side. Let it down into the deep. And Peter just obeyed the Lord, despite his knowledge, despite the way he felt. And God came true for him. His boat was so filled. Our obedience, as Deacon said, also will benefit others and will benefit us. So today, we must understand that if we are truly obedient to the Lord, it will be beneficial to us and it will be beneficial to others. We will have more peace in our hearts. We will have greater joy. We will have better fellowship with the Lord because we are obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It is better than even praying if you are obedient to the Lord. And certainly if you obey, you will pray. But he said, Samuel said to Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. And truly, loved ones, what God requires of us is obedience, to obey the Lord. The songwriter penned the lines and said, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. He said, not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but it's best if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of his love until all on the altar we lay for the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then, in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. All we got to do today is to trust and obey. So I'm going to ask you to sing this song in your heart. Sing this song for the rest of the day. Trust and obey. And as we sing it, invite God's presence to come in and enfold you and build you up in the most holy faith. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your words. Thank you, Lord, for the lesson of obedience. I pray, God, today that every one of us who listen to these words today, may we draw close, O God, with a true heart, a sincere heart in full compliance to your word, as we seek to trust and obey you, Lord. For some of us, Lord, we may not have been trusting you the way we ought to. But we pray today, God, that you'd open our hearts and our minds, and you would give us, Lord, that which we need to begin to trust you and obey you the way you want us to, Lord. Not half-heartedly, not here and there, sometimes up and sometimes down. But, Lord, you want us to put our full trust in you today. Help us, God, to trust you today. I pray for Brother Brown, who has brought the message to us. And thank you, Lord, for using him the way you have used him. And I pray for every single member of the church today. We pray for Pastor as well. We put him into your hands and we commit him to you, Lord. We pray, God, that you'd help every single member, pastor and deacons, leaders of the church, all of us, to come to grips with this message of obeying you, Lord, in all your fullness, obeying you in all that you have said to us. I pray, God, for those who are just joining us and listening parties. Oh, God, I pray for them today that you'd help even them to understand your words and to draw nigh to you, Lord, and begin to trust you and obey you. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Have your own way, Lord, we pray today. And we ask your blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen. As we bring our service to a close, and we are about to separate one from another, I trust that we will remember these words today that Brother Brown has spoken to us, and that is to trust God and obey him in all his fullness. And now I pronounce doxology. God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, loved ones. Have a good day. May God keep you. May God give you his peace. And may you rejoice in the Lord during the course of this week. God bless you. And thank you all for coming.